Hare Krishna. I'll be speaking about Subhudi Rai. Nothing is known about Subhudi Rai's birthplace or his parents. His life is memorable because he received Mahaprabhu's association and special blessings. In the first part of his life, he became the king of Gaudadesh. According to Ashutosha Deva's Bengali dictionary, Gauda was the name of the ancient capital of Bengal in Malda district, from which the entire Bengali kingdom took its name. On the other hand, Haridas writes in his Gaudiya Vaishnav Abhidan that according to the Skanda Puran, there were five Gaudas, by which were meant the kingdoms of Saraswat, Kanyakubja, Utkal, that is Orissa, Maithila and Bengal, but that the name was primarily used for the region lying between East Bengal, that is Banga, and Mithila. Vijay Sen of Karnataka came and became the king of Gauda, and his descendants were known as Gaudeshwar. Vijay Sen's son, Balala Sen, established the city of Gauda on the banks of the Ganges. The course of the Ganges has since moved. Previously, all Bengalis were known as Gaudiyas, but the name has become synonymous with Vaishnavas who followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Subhudi Rai was born in a Brahmin family and was well known for his scholarship. While he was the king of Gauda, Hussain Shah was his protege. Previously, Subhudi was the master of Bengal and Hussain Khan Sayyid worked for him, as in the Chaitanya Charitamrita 2.25.180. Subhudi put Hussain Khan in charge of digging a big tank, but because of his mistakes made by the latter, punished him by having him whipped. Subsequently, Hussain Khan himself became the king of Gauda. Nevertheless, because of the help which Subhudi had given him in the past, continued to treat him with a great deal of respect. The scars of the flogging he had received from Subhudi remained on his body. However, and one day Hussain Shah's queen asked where they came from. When the king told his wife the story, she became angry and incited her husband to punish Subhudi by putting him to death. Hussain Shah refused to go to such extremes, and so his wife suggested that he punish him by bringing about the caste fall down. The king refused to do this because he knew that doing so would be tantamount to killing him. His wife insisted, however, even threatening to kill herself if he did not do something. Finally, he was obliged to give in to his wife, and he gave water to Subhudi to drink, which according to the Hindu rules of the time meant that he lost his caste status. Even prior to these events, Subhudi had become completely detached from material life. He took this opportunity to leave his home and family and go to live in Varanasi. There, he inquired from the Smarta Brahmanas how to go about atoning for the loss of caste status. They told him that he should commit suicide by drinking boiling ghee. In the Gaudiya Vaishnav Abhidan, it is said that it was common to be told to atone by jumping into a fire of chaff, that is a fire which is not easily extinguished. Others, however, objected that such a heavy punishment did not fit the minor nature of the offence. As a result of this difference of opinion amongst the Brahmins, Subhudi Rai hesitated. When Mahaprabhu came to Varanasi, Subhudi came to see him and recounted the whole story from beginning to end. The Lord recommended him that he should go to Vrindavan and chant the names of Krishna. The Lord said, "Leave here and go to Vrindavan." chant the holy names of Krishna constantly. The shadow of the name will destroy any sins you may have committed. If you go on chanting, you will attain Krishna's lotus feet. As in the Chaitanya Charitamrita 2.25.191-3. On the Lord's order, Subhudi Rai set off to Vrindavan, stopping in Prayag, Ayodhya, Naimisharanya, where he stayed for some time. When he finally arrived in Mathura, he learnt that the Lord had already left for Prayag and that he had thus missed him. In distress and separation, Subhudi became very renounced. He made his living by gathering dry wood from the jungle and selling it in Mathura. He subsisted on the little money that he made from this work, eating only dry chickpeas to keep body and soul together. Even so, he was able to put some money aside, which he used for serving the Bengali Vaishnavas, feeding them with rice and yogurt. Subhudi Rai gathered dry wood and sold it in Mathura, receiving 5 or 6 paisa for each load. He spent only 1 paisa for food, eating dry chickpeas. The rest of the money was kept with a businessman. Whenever he saw Vaishnavas in distress, he would feed them, and when Gaudiya Vaishnavas arrived in town, he would provide them with rice, yogurt and mustard oil for rubbing on the body, as in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila 25.197-9. Rup Goswami was extremely happy when he saw Subhudi Rai's renunciation and service to the Vaishnavas. Subhudi took Rup with him to visit all holy sites in Vrajamandal. As in the Chaitanya Charitamrita 2.25.200, it is clear from this that service to the Vaishnavas is not restricted to the very rich. Even a poor person will find means to serve Vishnu and the Vaishnavas if he has a sincere desire to do so. By the will of the Lord, he will never have any shortage. This is the example set by Subhudi Rai's holy life. When Sanatan Goswami was walking from Varanasi to Mathura, he took the main road from Prayag on the Lord's order. In the meantime, Rup and Anupama had taken the road along the banks of the Ganges in order to meet Mahaprabhu in Prayag. When Sanatan met Subhudi in Mathura, he learnt from him that he had missed Rup and Anupam. Subhudi showed a great deal of affection for Sanatan, as he had known him in his previous life as a government minister. He wanted to serve him, but Sanatan did not wish to accept his service. Subhudi Rai spent the rest of his life in Vrindavan, worshipping the Lord by chanting the holy names in great renunciation. In this way, he followed the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The date of his death is also unknown. As excerpted from Sri Chaitanya Life, His Life and Associates by Srila Bhakti Ballabh Tirtha Maharaj. Thank you. Hare Krishna.